Today's message title, This Love That Surpasses Knowledge. Amen. One more time.
This love that surpasses knowledge.
Amen. Hallelujah. This love that surpasses knowledge. Which love?
This love.
This love. The love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This love is fathomless. This love is incomprehensible.
Amen.
This love is eternal.
Amen.
This love is holy.
Amen.
And this love is eternal.
Amen.
You can never understand fully. Maybe when we go to heaven, we'll understand more better. Someone describe love that we are experiencing now. It's like a drop of water compared to the water in the ocean. Think about the water in the sea and one drop of water. What you are experiencing now is one drop of water. When you meet Jesus for real, you'll be able to swim in the love of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we have great hope. Right?
Amen.
We have great hope. All right, let's read our scriptures today. Ephesians chapter 3, 17, all right, to 19. All right. Church, one voice, begin.
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Mr. Young, where are you? Oh, I was expecting you somewhere here, and you are. Guess what? Mr. Young, the father of Seskia, is here. He's sitting all in the back. Let's welcome him. Mr. Young. Amen. Did you enjoy the songs and skits? Amen. He came all the way from Netherlands. We enjoy company for 3 weeks now, right? Tomorrow, 4 weeks? Almost 4 weeks?
Almost 4 weeks.
Tomorrow he's leaving back to Netherlands. Amen. Such a wonderful man. Wonderful man. And wonderful mother, Yolanda. We're going to be missing you guys. Today will be last day, right? Yeah, so make sure you say bye to them. But it's not forever bye.
Amen.
We'll see them very soon. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are 66 books in the Bible, many books in the Bible, and it looks complicated and not easy to understand, but I will make it very easy to you. I will make it very plain, very simple. The 66 books in the Bible tells us God is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, God is love. One more time.
God is love.
And one more time.
God is love.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is love. We have many religions in this world, such as Buddhism, Muslim, and Hinduism. Many, many religions that man made. Guess what? We cannot find true and authentic love in those man-made religions. There's only love in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is a reality.
Amen.
He's the way, the truth, and the reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So 1 Peter 4:8, let's read it together. Begin.
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers all multitude of sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What kind of love we believe? We believe in love of our God. We believe in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have love of Christ, your brother or your sister makes a mistake, what are you going to do? You're going to point at that, mistake, the shortcomings. You're going to talk to other people. Hey, look at this brother or sister. No. When you have love, you're going to cover their sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to cover their weaknesses. That's love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What a great love.
Amen.
What amazing love. I want to talk to you about love that surpasses all knowledge. Love that is eternal. Love that came from Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you that love is amazing love. That love is amazing. And we can never comprehend it. Lord Jesus, I want to talk about the pinnacle of God's love today. The highest form of God's love. I mean, for sure we know God loves you and God loves me, but we have to understand the pinnacle of God's love. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready to hear this wonderful message of God's love?
Amen.
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 Ephesians 2:6. All right. Begin.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ
Jesus. If you read first time, it's hard to understand. So when we read second time, you can understand it better. One more time, please. Begin.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the pinnacle of God's love. This is the highest form of God's love. Now, God loved you even before you were born. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you even before you're born. But the first step He took to demonstrate His love was when He incarnated Himself into a human. He, who is God, Jesus, the Son of God, He came to this earth. He visited this earth as a man. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why He came to this earth as a man? So that He can die for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came in a man. He came in the flesh. And He lived perfect life of 33 years. Sinless and perfect life of 33 years. And all those 33 years of His life, guess what? We can live like Him.
Amen.
And this is the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, it's because Jesus is the Son of God, and because He's the Son of God. He's God Himself. He's able to live a wonderful and a miraculous life. That's a half of the gospel. Full gospel says, what Jesus did, I can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can live like Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You can live like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says you are able. You're more than able.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. You can live like Jesus Christ.
You can live like Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Talk to somebody. You're created in the image of God.
You are created in the image of God.
In the likeness of God.
In the likeness of God.
You look like God.
You look like God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So this is what happened. Jesus Christ came and He died on the cross. And guess what? When He died on the cross, we were crucified together with Christ.
Amen.
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Apostle Paul confesses. And that is the fact. That is the truth. I was crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The meaning of the cross is that I have been crucified. Therefore, I no longer live. But Christ lives in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ took away my sins. The cross crucified and nailed myself on the cross. And not only that, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what happened. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and took away my sins, He made, let's say we are the bottle here. And we are the vessel, right? Book of Romans chapter 9 tells us about we are the vessel of God's mercy. Okay? But we have many sins inside. So, God had to remove all the sins, and that's the work of the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then if God just leave us on that cross, just removing our sins and just leave it at there, leave it at that, then we were not able to live out Christ's life. Because we need God's life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Because our mere human life cannot, not able to live out God's life. You see, we need life that is far better than our mere sinful life of human being. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He took away our sins, He nailed ourselves on the cross, He cleansed us, and then not only cleansed us, He came and filled us with His life.
Amen.
And that's the resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was downstairs just taking some rest, a brother Jesus came walking by. Where's Jesus? Where are you? You're there. Jesus came by and said, he says, Happy Easter, Happy Resurrection. And I told him, I forgot today was a Easter Sunday. Is today Easter Sunday? It is.
Next Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, you got me confused, brother. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter today is Easter or next Sunday. It doesn't matter. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Every day is a day of resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to understand the pinnacle of God's love. Okay, the highest point of God's love is not just dying for us on the cross. It's not just taking away our sins away. No, He did something else. He went. He moved on, and He rose again from the dead. That means He gave us His life, resurrection life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only resurrection life that we have from Jesus Christ, but He did something else besides dying on the cross for us, removing our sins. Besides giving us a new life through the resurrection, He ascended into heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at this verse carefully, Bible says we were raised up with Christ. That's the key word, with Christ. Gospel means we died together with Jesus with Christ. We rose again from the dead with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When He ascended into heaven, we were ascended into heaven with Christ.
Amen.
What does it mean by ascended into heaven? That means we are now able to overcome all the problems of this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, your body is standing on the earth, but your spirit is not on earth. Your spirit has been ascended.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are, because we were ascended with Christ, we can overcome the world. We can overcome the devil. We can overcome the flesh. We can overcome all the problems and worries, anxieties of this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only that, Bible says we were seated together with Christ on the throne of God.
Amen.
Do you see that? We were seated us with Him in the heavenly realms. Meaning that you and I, we have authority of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Authority to trample upon the head of serpent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you notice that? Did you notice that Genesis 3:15 says, the woman's offspring will crush the serpent's head. Right? Remember the verse?
Yes.
That is talking about, a woman's offspring is talking about who? Jesus Christ.
Right.
Jesus Christ is the woman's offspring. All of us, we are man's offspring. Right? Is that true?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So, Jesus Christ being the woman's offspring, because He did not, He was not conceived by man. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ crushed the head of the serpent, which is the devil. He crushed the head of the devil on the cross.
Amen.
And now the tail is left. So God, Jesus Christ wants us, the body of Christ, to crush the remaining tail.
Amen.
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 Okay. But I want to tell you something else now. The pinnacle of God's love is not only Jesus Christ took away our sins on the cross. Not only He rose again and gave us new life. Not only He ascended into heaven and that we were able to overcome the whole world. And not only seated on the throne of God that we have the authority over our enemies. But here's the pinnacle. That Jesus Christ, when He died and He rose again, He became a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:45. I say it again. He became a life-giving Spirit. One more time. A life-giving Spirit. One more time.
A life-giving Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand that Jesus Christ is now a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And when you, the moment you say, Lord Jesus, I want you, I need you. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Savior, my Lord. You know what? He has entered into your spirit as a spirit, as a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he who joined Christ has become one spirit. So you and Christ now are one spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the pinnacle of God's love, that God wanted to become one with you.
Amen.
I think some of you don't understand that you have become one with God. Do you understand? Ask the person next to you. Do you understand what Pastor Poe is talking about? Do you understand? And listen to the answer. Listen to the answer. Do you have any idea what Pastor Poe is talking about? I am talking about you and Christ has become one spirit.
Amen.
Now some of you are understanding. Huh? I will tell you again. You as a mere human being, you and God has become one spirit.
Amen.
And what is the purpose of your life on earth? You are already one in your spirit, but you are expanding Christ who is in your spirit. You are expanding Christ to your soul level, to
Amen.
Your thought, to your emotion, to your will. And one day, you are going to be one in your soul as well.
Amen.
And in your body as well.
Amen.
When you die, or Jesus Christ, when he returns, your body will be glorified.
Amen.
Resurrect with a glorified body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your body and your soul and your spirit will be perfect in unity with Christ.
Amen.
This is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the pinnacle of God's love. Amen.
Amen.
Still, few people may not understand what I'm saying. So let me give you an illustration. Amen. There's ant. There's ant. You know ant?
Yes.
How small the ant is?
Very small.
When you walk on the street, in the summertime, the ants will come out, right? In the wintertime, they're hiding somewhere. I don't know where they are. But the summertime, they all come out, right? So when you walk on the street, without notice, you can just step onto the many ants, right? And you can actually kill many ants, right? So you have to pray when you walk on the street on summertime. You have to pray, Lord, help me not to step on the ants. Because without notice, you can kill many ants. Anyway, that's how small ants is, isn't it? So one day, it's like this. Let me give you a illustration. One day, you so love the ant. And you know ant has committed sin, and ant will die and go to have an eternal lake of fire. So you don't want that. Because you love ants so much. So what do? You decide one day, I will become an ant. Amen. I will become an ant. You say, come on, you try. You'll feel better, okay? Because I'm feeling right now. I feel like I'm becoming an ant now. So tiny, so little. It's so trivial, so nothing. Come on, you say it.
I become an ant.
What do you say? Imagine, you becoming an ant. You, big, handsome. Masculine, handsome, brothers, and beautiful sisters. You become an ant and become a trigger, becoming something that is nothing, isn't it? Mm. On the street, you're crying and anybody can step on you. You become an ant. Huh? And you know what? You die for ant. You become an ant and you die for an ant. Mm. And not only that, you died for ant, but you rose again, and you became a life-giving spirit, and you enter into the ant.
Amen.
You enter into the ant, and you become one with that ant.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Guess what? The ant is now realizing that you have entered into him. And you are talking to ant. Ant, you don't have to live as an ant. You can live like me, as a man.
Amen.
You can live a superior life. You can live a far better life.
Because I am now in you as a life-giving spirit. If you live by me, you can live a superior and wonderful, fruitful, amazing life.
Amen.
But Andy is not realizing. Hello? Hello? Andy is just doing his own stuff. Oh, are you feeling what I'm feeling? If you are in the ant, how would you feel? You smack the ant, right? 정신 차려! You don't know that word. He's like, wake up, wake up! I am in you now!
Amen.
Wake up! I am in you!
Amen.
God says now, God says this to you today. I am in you.
Amen.
I am in you. I am in your spirit.
Amen.
And I, you, are one. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can live like me. Amen. Jesus is saying to you, you can live like me. Amen. You can love people like me. You can forgive people like I forgive. You can have peace like the peace I have. In fact, He is the peace.
Amen.
He is the life.
Amen.
He is the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is all in all.
Amen.
He is everything.
Amen.
Oh, how amazing love. Is this amazing love or what?
Huh?
He not only died for you. He not only rose again. He not only ascended into heaven. He became a life-giving spirit. He has entered into you.
Amen.
And He's well, very well, He's active in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want this kind of thrilling, amazing, exciting, and powerful life, meaningful life, all you need to do is to believe in your heart and to confess it. Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody say,
Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say this with your heart, then you will begin to experience a life that is thrill.
Amen.
Life that is excellence.
Amen.
Life that is above all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll never regret. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to our scripture now. 3:17. Let's read it one more time. 3:17. 3:17. Are you ready? 3:17. Begin.
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
Amen.
Being rooted in love. Everybody say, being rooted in love.
Being rooted in love.
Okay, let's say suppose you are a tree and you have a root. You need to put your root rooted in love. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever that is not love of Christ, you need to take it out, unroot it, and then root it back into Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I want to tell you something. Only Jesus Christ is the true root.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to put ourselves into the root of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But think about this now. If a tree is the small tree has a small root, right? Right? Small roots. If a tree is big, then it has a big root. Deeper root, right?
Amen.
So, today, I want to tell you that in order for you to root it into deep into Christ, you need to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how do we grow? Now, you know the answer. If you're a member of Overflowing Church, you know the answer. How do we grow? How do we grow so that we can put our root deeper into Christ? How do we grow?
By eating Jesus.
By what?
Eating Jesus.
Amen. You eat the Word of God. Eat
Amen.
Jesus Christ as our living bread.
Amen.
John chapter 6, 57 says, He who, what? Come on. He who eats me will live by?
Me.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, all of us, we're going to put our roots deeply in Christ. Amen?
Amen?
By eating Jesus every day as our daily bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then let's go to verse 18. Okay? Verse 18. Ready? Verse 18. Begin.
May
have
power
together with all the saints. Okay? Together with all the saints. Together with all the members of the body. Now, as soon as we believe in Jesus Christ, we're born again Christian, this is what happened. We have been baptized into one body.
Amen.
We're one body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a soul, Dream Church today, members, and we have Overflowing Church. It doesn't matter which church you're from. We are all of us, we are one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's only one church in this entire universe.
Amen.
And the head of all the churches is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless of denominations, regardless of backgrounds and ethnic groups, all of us, we are one body.
Amen.
This is amazing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, put your root in love, okay, together with all the saints, together with all members. As we grow together, our roots will be deeper.
Amen.
I say that again. As we grow together, our roots will be rooted deeply.
Amen.
Deeper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you individual do your Christian life individually versus we work together. All of us, we enjoy our Lord together. We pray together. We worship together. That will be far better than just each individual Christian life. Hallelujah. Therefore, Bible says, do not give up the meeting. We need to keep up meeting each other and then keep on talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So besides Sunday service, we need to meet together.
Amen.
As a small group. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to the person next to you. I want to see you next week besides Sunday.
I want to see you next week besides Sunday.
What did you say, Jeremiah? Oh, Jeremiah said, I want to see you Monday to Friday. That means you have to come to early morning prayer. He's here early morning prayer Monday to Friday. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
By the way, book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47 tells us the normal Christian church life. The normal church life, right? And it tells there, every day they met together at home and at church. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is normal for us to meet every day.
Mm.
It is abnormal for us to meet only on Sunday. Amen?
Amen?
So tell somebody, let us become normal Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, that song is wonderful. Hallelujah. He has done it all. Amen?
Amen.
Let's sing this song.
Amen.
Let's sing this song. You sing. Sing the song. No. Just.
Hallelujah.
You sing.
You have won the victory. Hallelujah.
Raise the tone. Victory is yours.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Because Jesus is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our last verse is Romans chapter 5 verse 5. That's probably our last verse. Okay. So, now we want to receive the love of Christ into our heart. Amen?
Amen.
So how do we receive the love of Christ? Romans chapter 5 verse 5 tells us how to. Okay, let's read it together. Begin.
And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
Amen. Bible says, okay, God has poured out His love into our hearts by what?
By the Holy Spirit.
This moment, I want us to receive God's love. Right after the service, you're going to receive medical service, medical checkup. God will check your body today, and God will heal you.
Amen.
But now, let God heal your spirit.
Amen.
Let God heal your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your heart, because God is about to pour out His love.
Amen.
By Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Yes, Lord.
We welcome you in this place.
Yes, Jesus.
Paracletos, another comforter. Holy Spirit, we know you are real. We know you are
so good. You are our helper, you are our comforter, you are our strength. And Holy Spirit, you can pour out God's love into our hearts.